In India's rapidly changing food and beverage industry, protein is the new low-calorie option. It's no more just a nutrition term. It's a marketing goldmine, a consumer magnet, and a sales tool, particularly on quick commerce platforms such as Blinkit, Zepto, Swiggy, and Instamart. When Metro users open their grocery delivery app, many increasingly type protein, not for powders, but to find something fresh, healthy, and guilt-free. Everyone, from health-conscious millennials to gym attendees and urban moms, is looking for high-protein solutions. Better Nutrition has introduced protein-rich wheat flour, atta, for rotis. Several bread companies provide high-protein sandwich loaves. There's protein-rich idli batter. Even rich foods, such as ice cream, are receiving the protein treatment. Want to increase sales? Including protein in your product name can improve your discoverability on quick commerce platforms. It's a straightforward, successful growth strategy if your product delivers on its promise. That one term in your product's name or description increases search visibility, click-through rates, and even impulse sales. F&B brands, especially D2C ones, have caught on. If you're promoting a product as high protein, make it truly beneficial. Aim for 15 to 30% protein per 100 kcals, avoid concealing protein levels with sugar and cheap oils, and build confidence via transparency, lab testing, clear labels, honest marketing. Many so-called high-protein foods also contain refined sugar, vegetable oils, and artificial ingredients. So, while the label says healthy, the nutritional label tells a quite different story. The Indian food and beverage sector is changing. Today's customer is more knowledgeable, aware, and actively reads labels. While the term protein can open doors, only honesty and quality can keep them open. So, yeah, ride the wave but with integrity, because, ultimately, better products create better brands.